Okay, here we go. Stand by. 3, 2, 1, action.
Assume nothing.
Rash, bald-faced blasphemy.
Question everything.
I find it extremely hard to imagine.
Open your eyes.
It is quite all right to be an atheist.
The fastest growing group of people in the country has been measured as being those who have no belief or who are atheists.
You don't have to be apologetic or quiet about it.
Challenge the opposition.
You see religion on 100 fronts losing the argument.
And start thinking. This is The Thinking Atheist Worldwide.
This isn't really even on the podcast roster. It's not an official podcast per se. It only runs about 15 minutes, but it's a conversation I wanted to get out there. It has to do with a story originating in my home state of Oklahoma, Muskogee, Oklahoma. Specifically, a guy named Matt Wilborn was donating $100 to a children's home in Muskogee. And as you make the donation, you get the chance to make a donation in someone's name. We've all seen this. I want to make it in the name of my late grandmother or a certain organization I care about in someone's name, right? So he makes the donation in the name of the Muskogee Atheist Community, of which he is a member. And the children's home, which is funded by the American Baptist Church Association, refuses the money. Does Matt walk away? No. Instead, the dollar figure goes up and, thanks to a GoFundMe campaign, has skyrocketed into the thousands and thousands and has made international news. I wanted to find out more about this story as soon as possible, and Matt Wilborn himself, the guy who made the original $100 donation, joins me right here. Matt, how's it going, man?
It's going great, Seth. How are you?
I'm well. You're just down the highway from me. It was so interesting to see this nationally covered story originating from Muskogee, Oklahoma.
No kidding. It's a surprise to me, too.
Now, when I, as an Oklahoman, think of atheists, the town of Muskogee is not remotely the first town that comes to mind, right? But you guys have an atheist group down there that's actually going pretty strong.
Yes, we are. We are 165 members strong and growing, especially as of today in this whole matter. But we have a private closed Facebook page.
Now, why do you close it?
We have prominent members of society here in Muskogee that don't want to be identified as atheists. I of course, not going to tell you who they are because I know where this is still going to be in public, whether we like it or not. We keep that under wraps. And
that's hard for some people to understand, Matt, though. I mean, they're like, they don't necessarily live in a place where if you say you're an atheist or someone discovers you're an atheist, that you could lose your job, lose your family. But that's a hard reality for a lot of people in states like Oklahoma.
Yeah, it is. It is a hard reality. But they need to be aware that atheists own businesses. They are attorneys. They're doctors. They're politicians. They need to be aware of it. And you know what? Not to be scared of.
Well, our hope is one day they can be public. I mean, we want everyone to come out as soon as they can to be who they are at the volume that they want to be. But it's got to be their timing, and it's got to not put their lives or livelihoods in jeopardy. And that's a little bit of a chess game. And, you know, I've taken some heat for supporting those who aren't ready to say anything, to be quiet about it for now, with the goal that one day they'll be able to speak out without fear.
I totally agree. Not everyone can be an outspoken activist, atheist like myself, who's not afraid. Even kind of been concerned about my job after this whole matter. But you know,
all right, let's talk about this whole matter. It came to my attention that you had tried to make a donation to an organization that helps children. Spell this out for me, would you?
Absolutely. I was at work. This young lady from the Murrow Indian Children's Home came into our office and asked us if we would make some flyers for their powwow fundraiser that they're having in October. I talked to the owner. He declined to continue the favor for the, I think, third or fourth year in a row. And I told her, and she was okay with it. And she even thanked me and handed me a flyer and mentioned, you know, hey, at the bottom there, if you'd like to fill out the information, you can make a donation, or anyone can. And I saw it, and I saw that, you know, it goes up from $100 to $1,000. And I said, you know what, I'll make a donation. And she was, oh, that's great. You know, so I filled out the paperwork. At the bottom, it asked, would you like to do this in memoriam or in honor of anyone or any business or organization? And I put Muskogee Atheist Community. I hand her the paperwork. She says, God bless you, and thanks me, and she leaves with my $100 cash, by the way. So I get a call about an hour later, and she basically tells me that she didn't notice that, you know, when she left, and that that it said Muskogee Atheist Community on it, and being that it is in the name of the MAC, we'll call it from now on, it's easier to say, that they will not be able to accept the donation. And she said, I can bring your money back to you. And I asked her why, and she said, well, we're funded largely by the American Baptist Churches Association, and it goes against everything we believe in to accept donations from an atheist organization. And she said, would you like me to bring your money back to you? I said, no, you know what? I'm not going to do that. And I said, whose decision was this? And she said, well, it was my director. I'm actually kind of the middleman here. And she said, I can bring the money back to you. And I said, well, as the leader of my community, I don't shoot from the hip and make rash decisions, especially when it takes money out of a child's mouth. I'm going to talk to my group first and see what they want to do. So hold on to that money and I'll get back to you. So I did. I got back to her and I told her, you know what? You keep the $100. We're actually raising it to $250. I didn't get a reply. More and more suggestions came through on Facebook and our private page. Someone said, let's start a GoFundMe. That's what we did. And I told her that. I said, we're starting a GoFundMe account. I think at that moment, it was up to around $300 or $400. By the way, it's at, as I just left work, it was at $9,000.
$9,000, Matt?
Yeah. Yes, it's over $9,000 right now. And it's getting to a point where I'm gonna have to have it go into a different bank account just so I, you know, I keep it separate from my actual income. You know, this is an income for me. This is a donation, but I don't want the IRS jumping down my throat saying, where did all this income come from all of a sudden? I have to explain that it's not, and I don't want to have to do that.
So you started with $100 out of your pocket, and right. You wanted to do it in the name of the Muskogee Atheists.
Correct.
They said no, so you sort of raised the stakes and said, fine, $250, no response. And then you started a GoFundMe page and said, who else would like to chip in? And you are, by the time this broadcast airs, it'll be well over $10,000. With the money there, any word on whether or not they're going to take it? If they don't take it, then what happens?
There is a website called MuskogeeNow.com. I can't think of the editors. Oh, it's Leif Wright is his name. I had emailed him originally before I even contacted KJRH News in Tulsa. I had originally emailed him and told him what's going on. Actually, here's how I handled it now that I'm remembering everything. I emailed the director of the Murrow Home. Her name's Betty Martin. And I explained to her who I am and what had happened that morning and, you know, just to refresh her memory that she had declining the $100. And I said, would you accept the $250 donation instead of $100? And then my last sentence was, before you respond, please note that I've included the editor at MuskogeeNow.com, Leif Wright, in this email. That this, you know, I want her to know that it was going to the press. And like I said before, I never have gotten a response from her even to this. Well, this all started yesterday. I still haven't gotten a response from her. Well, I guess they have contacted Leif individually on their own, and their actual head honcho, we'll call it there, is Dr. Woolwine or something like that. She has told Leif that I did all of this for publicity. You know, I didn't. I did this out of charity. They did this out of publicity is actually what it looks like, and albeit bad publicity. I think this has made them look bad, and I didn't do this for publicity. We do charity work all the time as the Muskogee Atheist Community, and not once have we ever benefited from it whatsoever. We don't ask for money. We don't even tell anyone we're doing it. The only people that know we're doing charity work are the people we're helping. We don't make it public. That's not what we're about.
What's the end zone here? We just watch the number tick upward until they can't say no to the dollar figure?
Well, Seth, that is the question that has haunted me for the last few hours. and I've had my inbox for Facebook, the messenger thing is, I have over 500 messages right now that just people all over the world messaging me. I've gotten one negative response. And I think it was just a joke. That one was, how pathetic that they won't accept your money. Or I don't know what's more pathetic, the fact that they won't accept your money or the fact that you keep trying to give it to them. I thought it was funny. I don't know. And I get that question is, when are you going to stop? You know, at what point do you shut this down? And you hear the words, you know, you ride the wave of success till it crashes or whatever. I don't want to call this success, but I feel like it is a success for the atheist community all over the country, all over the world. But I don't know when to stop it, Seth. I have no idea. I guess when it slows down and I'm starting to get $1 donations instead of $100 donations. I don't know.
Well, I read that CamQuest might be a potential alternate charity, or, I mean, it's going to go to a charity at some point, somewhere, is my point. You're not just going to run with the cash and disappear and, hey, what happened? Or it doesn't go to the Muskogee atheist community necessarily. This is going to go to charity. That's my point, right?
Absolutely. There is no question about it. I said from the very beginning that if they don't accept this money, that it's going to Camp Quest. And it's just, at what point do I don't want to sell Camp Quest short, and I don't want to sell the Murrow Home children short and just shut it down. So
what does the Murrow Home do for children?
To my understanding, they provide shelter to abused and displaced Native American children. I guess if their parents abuse them, they take them from the home and they provide shelter for them there. I think there's even a school on their grounds. It's a great cause. It really is. And I myself am a Native American. I'm a registered Cherokee Nation, registered with the Cherokee Nation, and card carrying, as they say. And I'm slowly learning from other Native Americans that the Cherokee Nation and most of the other tribes don't have a whole lot of don't have a whole lot to do with the upkeep of the Murrow Home. They do provide donations now and again, and in large sums, but I think the word Indian in their name is used loosely, and that's kind of coming to the forefront given the fact that they're, you know, funded largely by a Baptist church, which, and if you want to take a look at all this, it makes no sense. You know, Baptists don't usually believe in dancing, yet they're promoting a fundraiser for a powwow, which is predominantly dancing.
Even when I was a believer, I mean, we used to use the excuse, the scripture out of Proverbs 13, you know, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. It was sort of an excuse to be able to take the money of non-Christians, or if other non-Christians were prospering, we always said, well, it's all going to be for the greater good, for God's glory anyway. Proverbs 13:22, I just pulled it up. A good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. Meaning, ultimately, in the big picture, everything belongs to God. God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. I would think, if nothing else, they could use that as an excuse to say, yeah, it's atheist money, but it's still being used by God. It still comes from God. It is still being restored for God's work. This is God using atheists to benefit children. They could have totally spun this narrative in their favor, and I don't understand why they didn't do that.
I don't know that they haven't yet. I'm trying to keep my finger on the pulse of this whole deal and work and be a full-time student. It's kind of stressful a little bit, but, you know, I put it on myself. But, who's to say they're not going to try that? Who's to say they're not going to, as a friend of mine messaged me earlier and said, you need to watch out here, because if they accept this money, they could use it to purchase Bibles for the Syrian refugees and start indoctrinating them before they even get to the country, and then say, hey, we've really pulled one over on the heathens. They fell for it.
And I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, I think that's a valid concern. That's something certainly worth watching. But, I mean, if it's going to be about the kids at the end of the day, I think it sends a great message, right?
Absolutely.
We are all part of the human condition. We want to pitch in. We want to help. We don't want our disagreement on the issue of God to get in the way of that. We're about helping people more than the agendas behind the people helping people. We want to be there for children. I think that's right. A message worth supporting.
That was why I reached for my wallet that day. I knew what the Murrow Home did. I didn't know they were funded by a church or by a religious organization. I had no idea. I really thought it was just something that was put on by the Cherokee Nation or the Creek Nation or something like that.
You just easily broke 10,000 while we're talking. So
you're kidding me. Wow.
You are, whatever's happening, it's big.
Wow. I was shedding tears this morning over 3,000. I had tears streaming down my face. I think they're all gone. I can't let them out anymore. I can't believe this. Oh my God.
This is good for goodness sake. Put your agendas in your back pocket. Let's be able to help each other. People of different viewpoints and perspectives and opinions work together and help each other for a greater good all the time. I mean, that would be my encouragement to the American Baptist Churches Association is, you know, the kids are more important than this argument or this disagreement that we're having about theology. And so we'll get the word out. I don't know where it's going to end, but I'm going to put a donation link in the description box of this short sort of bonus podcast. It's not on the schedule. I'm not even going to give it a podcast number. This is just an extra. But I wanted to strike while the iron was hot and get the story out even more than it's already out. And we'll see where that number ends up. And someone, somewhere, some worthy organization will benefit. We have your guarantee, right?
Absolutely, Seth. Absolutely.
Matt Wilborn, thanks so much for taking the time out of a busy day and kind of an eventful and crazy day. And Matt, take care of yourself. Thanks for joining me on the radio. Good to talk to you, bro.
Thank you. I'm honored that you took time out of your day to talk to me. Have a great
day. It's a pleasure. We'll see what happens next, okay?
All right. Thank you, Seth.
Follow The Thinking Atheist on Facebook and Twitter. Watch dozens of original videos on The Thinking Atheist YouTube channel. And visit our website for resources, links, contact information, the editor's blog, and more. TheThinkingAtheist.com.